Addressing fears following the assassination of Charlie Kirk, CBS's Nicole Killian.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she may start carrying a gun. She released some threatening voicemail messages she has received since the Kirk killing. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez canceling a political rally this weekend.
Presidents asking Congress for millions for more security for members of the executive and judicial branches. Days after Israeli targeted Hamas leaders, our Michael Toscano reports Secretary of State Rubio is in Tel Aviv today.
Rubio said Trump remains unhappy with the Israeli strike, but made a point of saying it will not shake U.S. support for Israel.
Scrolling on TikTok, no doubt you've seen the nostalgic 90s videos, but Deborah Rodriguez says beware.
No scooters, no e-bikes, just rollerblades.
Young people are falling for messages created by AI, proliferating on social media. If you didn't know better, you'd think the footage was real.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Civic Media News, I'm Jolly Pittman. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Cryptocurrency ATMs or BTMs allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised.
Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections.
But we also know that folks need to know warning signs of a scam so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A big win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers came back to win 9-8 last night in 10 innings against the St. Louis Cardinals. So the Brewers won the series, and for the seventh time in 8 years, they are headed back to the postseason. They wrap up their series today against the Cardinals, then travel out west to play the Angels in L.A. Tuesday night. On Friday, they'll be in St. Louis to begin a three-game weekend series against the Cardinals, and then the following Monday, they'll be back home to start a series against the San Diego Padres. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers struggled on offense. Center Jake Renfro had to leave the game with an injury. The next two centers had trouble snapping the ball to quarterback Danny O'Neill. Alabama got rolling and beat the Badgers 38-14.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s and a light southeast wind. Tonight, a mostly clear sky. Lows will drop back into the upper 50s. A warm Monday on the way, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Hey, Jen, you ready for a girls' night in?
Absolutely. A little wine, a little JTV.
Yes, I love jewelry television.
I'm obsessed with their Italian gold designs.
Me too.
and their colored gemstone jewelry. So many different gemstones. Absolutely gorgeous. I shop on TV and online.
Right now, new customers receive 25% off their first purchase of $50 or more when they visit jtv.com/radio.
More wine?
Yes, and more JTV.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news and sports headlines and discuss Suicide Awareness Month and why the rates keep going up in the state of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Well, good morning, everybody. Music of the Stars. The biggest star we all know is Old Saul, and boy, is he bright today. Some might say she. Where'd we be without him? Oh, I hate to think about it. I'm Lou Regani, your host on The Music of the Stars. We're approaching our second year over the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's an honor, a delight, and I'll be honest with you, I love doing this. And you're the best audience in town because you get it. Changing of seasons and all that stuff. It's bittersweet. It's summer that we're saying goodbye to. Not yet. That's in a week or so. All those pool parties, summer barbecues, huh? And now, September, a meaningful month. With a lot of quotes about this transitional time, Vars. But the thing I've noticed are all the people over the decades who say, oh, fall is my favorite season. That's fine. Why are all the songs so sad? Off we go now to the Music of the Stars. Speaking of stars, Judy Garland. Live in television. Remember television?
You know, some of the most beautiful poetry ever written in America can be found in the lyrics of our popular songs. One of the most outstanding examples can be found in a song called Lost in the Stars. Maxwell Anderson's lyric attempts to explain the universe and its creation to a small child in the simplest of terms, and I think you'll find his words to be as inspired and as touching as I always have. Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand, and one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there, and he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost. Stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him. So long as the Lord God's washing over him, keeping track how it all goes on. Through the night and day, till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray, and sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we all heard him say, and we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night, and we're lost.
Every leaf on a willow on a stormy sea. On every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried
Hugo Winterhalter, the Incomparable Orchestra, the music of the stars. This is from Hollywood. Let me tell you, the orchestra is that of Billy Vaughn. You may have forgotten about Billy, but this will remind you. It's from a movie, a horror movie. I'll tell you more about it. Was Circus of Horrors. Yeah, I know. It charted at number 7 on Billboard. Nice tune. And Gary Mills had the hit.
When life doesn't seem worth the living, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there's no one beside you, look for a star. look for a star. For everyone has a lucky star that shines in the sky up above. If you wish on your lucky star, you're sure to find someone to love. A rich man, a poor man, a beggar, no matter whoever you are, there's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star.
Johnny Douglas and the Orchestra, British band, with Gary Mills, number 7 on Billboard that year, 1960. Back in 60, when most of the singers seemed to have hiccups. Dinah Shore. The Music of the Star.
It was written in the stars. What was written in the stars shall be. It was written in the skies that the heart, not the eye, shall see. And so, whether it bring joy, whether it bring woe, it shall be done. Now, suddenly I know you are the one. Here as in a daydream by my side. That I have to have your love, or I'll never be free. And cloudy though the day be, crazy though I may be, what the stars foretold shall. To have your love, or I'll never be free. And cloudy though the day, crazy though I may be, what the stars foretold shall.
Tony Martin movie right there called Cosbah. No, I've never seen it, and frankly, Tony Martin, not my kind of popular song singer. But I got to give him this. Still at age 100, he was, after losing his wife, Sid Charisse, I'm back on the Broadway circuit and nightclubs, and Doris Day is next. From 1953, that was Harold Arlen. From Casbah.
The second star to the right shines in the night for you, to tell you that the dreams you plan really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light that's rare. And if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Twinkle, I'll know where you are, gleaming in the skies above. Lead me to the one who loves me, and when you bring him my way, each time you say good night, we'll thank the little star that shines the second to the right.
When Walt Disney movies were. Sammy Fain did the music and Sammy Kahn on lyrics, and Paul Weston and the orchestra the music from Hollywood with Doris Day. Say, here's another one you may not have heard of him. From Taras Bulba, which is not a movie you expect a romantic tune from, but the Hi-Lo's, music from Milwaukee Style.
Star shines only by day, at no other time, just by day. The wishing star can only be seen when true lovers kiss, so they say.
The wishing star. star in the blue. Yes, the wishing star is shining for you, and you know your wish will come true. At me they were gleaming, beaming.
I was starstruck.
You're all my lucky charms.
I love you.
You've opened heaven's portal here on earth for this poor mortal.
You are
Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, from Singing in the Rain.
Oh, Betty, do the banjos, is it you are my lucky star? I saw you from afar. Two lovely eyes at me, they were gleaming. Beaming, I was dumbstruck. You are my lucky charm. I'm lucky in your arms. You open heaven's portal on earth for this poor mortal. You. Oh, baby, my lucky star.
Armstrong, who else? Nashua Herb Brown wrote that along with Arthur Freed. Nashua wrote Temptation. Big hit for Perry Como. Stars and more stars and more stars.
Stars up above. Shine, shine, shine on my love. Stars up above. Bring back my love to me. Wherever you wander,
far away.
Gordon Jenkins and the orchestra with the Andrews Sisters. The music of Debussy. This is Norman Luboff. Claude Debussy and Norman Luboff. You know, Norman is from Chicago, and I saw him live at the Parkside Theater in Kenosha. And they warned us, do not make recordings. I'm kind of sorry I didn't run a bootleg, I must tell you. What a concert that was, and a full house. Glenn Miller. Ray Eberle.
I recall the story, that night of love and glory, a night that left my heart romantic scars. We stood so near to heaven that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hour when love began to flower with moonlight through the trees like silver bars. And as the moon grew older, I reached across your shoulder and gathered you a handful of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips and stars fell in your eyes. Moonglow made a halo of your hair. Suddenly you looked at me and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars. Sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars.
Some of you recognize Jackie Gleason's orchestra with Artie Melvin. Who's Artie Melvin? A name you never heard of. Okay, maybe a couple of you. I didn't either until I did some research. Artie was a singer and put together the Artie Melvin Vocal Orchestra. Here's Barbara Streisand. Now, this is something from Funny Girl.
It must be a fox for the scare that I got. Such a gift. The greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it. Why the gone here before? Octave offers a self-theory truth. Hey, that kid is terrific when I expose it. I can't see, so look at me, that I'm a natural chameleon. I'm a natural fork. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent left. Self-ended hair. Have you heard a story about the traveling salesman? A thousand jokes. This is a room for the choke. A thousand faces. When you're gifted, when you're gifted, be long back. I got no axe to grind. Hey, what are they blind? In all of the world, some fun. I'm the greatest star. Is the pimp where the
pimp died? And the ticket was put together. Instead of just kicking me, why don't they? A limit. Ah, it must be a plot. This is it, I got such a gift. Well, I'm it, 'cause I'm the greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it. Wait, they're gonna hear a voice. I'll cheer each tune. Oh, wonderful, get all very good, terrific, terrific. Well, I expose it. Now, can't you see, so look at me, that I'm a natural chameleon. Because I'm a natural corker. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent. Now that's in half. You hear the one about the nearsighted Indian? A thousand jokes. Stick around for them, folks. A thousand faces. I reiterate. You're gifted, these are facts. I got no axe to grind. What are they, mine? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star. It's the fifth.
That was Mimi Hines doing the Barbara Streisand thing. Danny Bryce, Frank Sinatra.
If the lady's naughty but proper, if the lady's chicer than chic, if her escorts must wear a topper, and each man's the man of the week, if she rides around in a brand new foreign car, the chances are the lady's a star. If the lady's utterly charming, if the lady's chummy with kings, if her whims are close to alarming, and it's known she's thrown a few things,
if they've got a drink with her name in. Chili's bar, the chances are the lady's a star. If her smallest party is really expensive, with tons of expensive caviar. If the lady's someone with the same credentials, someone with the same essentials, someone who is worshipped from afar. She's a genuine, positive, totally marvelous, perfectly wonderful. She's a great big, great big star.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Oscar winner, Going My Way. Johnny Burke wrote that.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star and carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather a pig. A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's coarse and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. And be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You could be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Music of the Stars. Stick around till high noon, Central. Say, I got some stuff for you. Remember the 70s? Come on, admit it. Welcome back to 1975 when we come back from news. Those were kind of great times in their own way. They had Monty Python, Flying Circus. Oh, there's a whole lot more than that. Let's talk about it when we come back. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide, civicmedia.us. The Music of the Stars returns.
Is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In Phoenix, supporters of Charlie Kirk are showing up to a makeshift memorial mourning his death.
It hurts me that people have so much hatred in their hearts.
A public memorial service will be held a week from today at State Farm Stadium. President Trump says he will attend. Secretary of State Rubio's in Israel, the trip taking place after Israel launched an attack against Hamas leaders meeting in Doha. The BBC's Wira Davies.
There's no doubt that the U.S. regards that Israeli attack against the Hamas leadership in Qatar as a mistake, as an error. Benjamin Netanyahu, we understand, has already had a very difficult, frosty phone call rebuked by Donald Trump.
Dina Demetrius with a preview of the Emmys tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
With 27 nominations, the dystopian Apple TV series Severance is likely to dominate the evening, with stiff competition from HBO Max's medical series The Pitt.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.